It's time now for our Finally Friday conversation. I'm Jeff in the morning, and as promised, Cody Schultz is here. He is a young man who grew up here in Tomahawk. I'm assuming you grew up here the whole time in Tomahawk, Cody, right?
Yep, born and raised.
Welcome to the radio station this morning, Cody. Welcome to the Sunrise Show, and thanks for being here with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
When did you graduate Tomahawk High School? What class are you from?
Class of 2020.
Okay, so you're a new graduate.
Yep.
And since you got out of high school here in Tomahawk, you decided to go up north to Michigan Technological University. Has the snow melted in Houghton yet?
That's a good question. I haven't been back up since April, so it's usually a 50-50.
Yeah, and I'll bet there was still a lot of snow up there in April. Oh, Houghton is up in the UP on the Keweenaw Peninsula. It's not the end of the world, but I'm told you can see it from there.
That's right.
That's right. So how's Michigan Tech? What are you studying there at Michigan Tech?
I'm studying civil engineering.
Okay, and what do civil engineers do once they're out of school?
Civil engineers, so my focus is structural, like structures with bridges and buildings, and okay. That's what I'm hoping to do with civil engineering.
Do you have a destination in mind? We have a few bridges here. One of them's pretty new, but I know at least one other one can probably use a little bit of work anyway. But are you planning on sticking around? You have plans to go somewhere? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, sure. So I'm also, while I'm up at Michigan Tech, I'm doing Air Force ROTC.
Right.
So once I graduate, I commission into the Air Force, and then I do that for either 4 years with my civil engineering degree, but my ultimate goal is to become a pilot in the Air Force.
Really?
So,
okay.
Yep. So that'll be a 10-year commitment once I graduate.
Okay, so Air Force ROTC. First of all, one of the most impressive, I got a chance to go on an honor flight a few years back. I didn't know that the Air Force had such a cool monument in Washington, D.C. Have you seen it?
No, I've never been able to get to Washington, D.C.
Okay, but you know what it looks like, though.
Yep.
The Air Force, it's supposed to simulate like jets taking off and going in their separate directions, and it's all chrome and shiny, and the location that it overlooks there in D.C., you oversee most of the whole city from up on that hill there. It's a very, very impressive sight. I hope you get to go there someday and take a look.
Yeah, so I'm actually going there, I believe, in the beginning of September, so I'm hoping to get there and see about all that cool stuff.
A lot of us have heard of ROTC. What exactly is ROTC? It's something that you do while you're in college, and then what?
Yeah, so it's a really cool opportunity that a lot of people don't get to know before they graduate high school. Basically, you do Air Force stuff about once a week, or Air Force stuff in my case, and then you do PT twice a week at about 6 o'clock in the morning, and you do that, and it's only during the semester that you're really locked in ROTC, and then you have your normal breaks like every other college student, and it teaches you a really good work-life balance between like working, doing military stuff, doing school stuff, and also having a personal life.
And to be a pilot, you have to be an officer, right?
That is correct.
And so that's why you're in ROTC now.
Yes, sir.
So what are we looking at here as far as when you're going to get behind the stick of one of these planes? How many years out are we looking here, Cody?
It's about 2 years of training till you, from the time you go to your first base, and then you kind of work your way up from like smaller planes, and then from there you kind of get evaluated and you work your way up to bigger planes, either like heavies like C-17s, or you can go the fighter route, which is like the F-35, F-22.
Have you seen the latest Top Gun?
Oh, absolutely. A couple times.
I figured. How many times have you seen it? A couple times. Tom's going to be doing those movies too. He's like 80.
Yeah.
He says he wants to do them until he's like 80.
I'd believe him.
So where did this inspiration come from, being in the Air Force, being an officer, being a pilot? Where did this whole inspiration come from, Cody?
Yeah, so it really came from just kind of like a drive to do more, be part of something bigger. I've been part of teams my entire high school career, and then once I got graduated, I was like, oh, I'm not part of any more teams. Like, I don't have any other people like hold me accountable to, like, you know, really take that extra step to be better. And that's kind of like where I found my drive to take that extra step and join the military, because it's just an awesome opportunity to really just hold myself accountable and also work with like-minded people that are extremely driven.
I told your mom I wasn't going to put her on the microphone and surprise her or anything, but you can just nod your head. How proud are you of this kid?
Extremely.
Very, very, extremely was the word she said. So, yeah, I can just imagine. Cody, how about the rest of your family? You brought your mom here this morning. Who else is at home with you?
So I got my dad, Len, and then I got a younger sister named Carly, and then I got an older brother named Kate, and then actually just graduated from ROTC from Michigan Tech. So
really?
He just commissioned this last spring, and he's going down to Austin, Texas to get his master's through the Air Force.
Wow, that's outstanding. So quite a family history here that you all are building there in the Schultz household. household.
That's right.
So let's talk about this project here. Before we went on the air, I said how proud I was that I have a stepson. He's a Marine. He's out now, but while he was serving in Afghanistan, we had the Blue Star flag on our patio window. We were very proud to have it there, but I was also pretty happy to take it down because he was out of harm's way then. But we're here to talk about not Blue Star families. We're going to talk about Gold Star families, which is something that nobody ever wants to be. So let's talk about that. First of all, these the flags that you see hanging in people's windows oftentimes, the Blue Star is the sign of a family that has an immediate family member who's in harm's way, who's in conflict of one kind or another. The Gold Star is one who has a family member who died while serving in the line of conflict. And so nobody wants to be a Gold Star family. So talk about this project that you're taking upon yourself now, Cody.
Yeah, so this project I called Running for Gold Star Families. It's my goal to run a marathon, 26.2 miles, on August 19th. And it's my goal to educate as many people as possible about Gold Star families and also raise some money to support those who are Gold Star families.
So how far is what did you do in sports wise when you were in high school?
So I was a hockey player, football player, and I golfed, and before that played some baseball.
Okay, and so running laps is probably nothing you ever really looked forward to in any of those sports.
No, My brother was actually the cross country runner.
Okay, and so at least you have a little bit in the blood anyway.
That's right.
So tell me about the training. How does a guy that has never run a marathon? How do you train to run 26 miles?
It's really a build up. So I started back beginning of May, and it's really you start small because you're not going to run out. You're not going to jump out there and run 26 miles as your first your first practice or your first workout. So it's really you just start with the normal like 3 miles, and you just gradually build up.
Okay, and how far are you now?
So I've gotten this. Tomorrow will be my longest long run yet, which is 16 miles.
Okay. And how long is it going to take you to run 16 miles?
It probably takes me just a little bit over 2 hours.
Okay. I'd need 2 days just to be on the record here with that. But got a lot of respect for what you're doing here. Now, as far as the fundraising aspect of this point, you're running a marathon, but you're going to make some money while you're doing it. You've been making, by the looks of things here, you're already making money. So tell us about the fundraising aspect and where those funds will go.
Yeah, absolutely. So primary sources, I have a GoFundMe that I set up, and then also I also accept cash or check. And those resources go to the Gold Star families. I'll use the Gold Star. There's a foundation, and they have chapters throughout Wisconsin. I believe there's 3 of them in Wisconsin, and that's my goal, to basically take those funds, give it to them, and be able to distribute it to those Gold Star families.
So is it something where people are going to pledge X amount of dollars for X amount of miles, or tell us about how people can actually get involved with the fundraising aspect here? What can people do with their money?
Oh, absolutely. So really, I accept anything. So it's just like I just kind of like go up to, I've been going up to businesses, anybody in public, just like my goal is to really educate people about Gold Star families, because it's kind of the reason why I started this whole project in the first place. Is I wasn't familiar with Gold Star families before I joined Air Force ROTC, and a lot of people around me weren't either. So that's kind of like my main main goal of this. And then the secondary one was kind of like raising that money. And so yeah, it's really, I just accept anything. It's a free will donation.
Is there an organ? I know there's a Blue Star Families organization. I know there's an entire organization that focuses on that. Same thing for Gold Star Families?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so this organization, that what does it do for Gold Star Families? Do you know?
Yeah. So it does a lot of cool stuff. Like so the kids of a fallen hero that died in active duty combat, they do like scholarships to help them go to college since they don't have like that source of income. Or also support them by doing like events or camps or stuff like that to basically like build their leadership and stuff like that. And then also things like supporting families, such as like, say, like rent, mortgages, just things like that, financial stuff.
Okay. I know PTSD is a real thing, and family members that are going through this are experiencing some PTSD, and they need support.
Yes, sir.
And that's what you're here to do. So how can people, why don't you ask me for any money yet?
Well,
I almost feel left out here, Cody.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was the after plan after we got out of there.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to give you all the cash that I have on me today. And so throw that in the kitty there, okay?
Alrighty, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I wish I could do more. I'm seeing names of people in the community that are already... So how does this GoFundMe thing work? I'll ask. I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't know how it works. How does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. It's super easy. So these flyers, I hand out flyers, and then basically on the flyers, it has either a QR code along with a link. You just follow that link, takes you to the GoFundMe, and on there it kind of has a write up that tells you kind of like a little bit more who I am and then why I chose to do this and why it's like it's very meaningful for me. And then basically all you do is you just pay with a credit card, and that money goes in there, and then.
And I would assume it's all very safe. It's been around for a while, this GoFundMe stuff. It's a safe transaction to do, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, if people are listening this morning and say, okay, I don't do the internet thing. I don't want to do that, but I want to help this young man in this endeavor that he's undertaking. Are you going to be in a public place anytime soon where people can come up and say, hey, I heard you on the radio and I got some money for you?
Every Friday, I kind of go around Tomahawk to businesses and also other fellow community members, and I just ask them for their support and then also just educate them a little bit about Gold Star families. So if you just see me around out in public, out in Tomahawk, I'm usually around Fridays and the weekends. So otherwise, you can always feel free to reach out to me.
How have you been accepted in our businesses here around Tomahawk when you go in and knock and say, hey, I'm Cody, I'm doing this for the Gold Star families? How are you received in these businesses?
They've been extremely generous. It's been really awesome to see the amount of support. That it honestly kind of blew me away, just how generous some people are. It's pretty great.
Okay, and so if people, are you accepting people to say, you know what, again, they might not be able to get out, they want to help. I want to make sure everybody can donate if they want to. Are you available to take a phone call and say, you know what, I heard you on the radio, I've got some money for you. Can you do that too?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, let's get that number out there right now. Let's get your number out there so people get something to write with and write on. Here's Cody's number.
715-612-1800.
That's pretty easy. 612-1800 if you would like to donate to Cody's project here and going toward Gold Star families. Please call 612-1800 or just be expecting a knock on the door if you're one of our business people here in Tomahawk. How do Gold Star families go? I know they've got the flags, but there are other ways that you can distinguish a Gold Star family member from just any other Tom, Dick, and Harry in the street. I know they have some other insignias, correct?
Yeah, yes, sir. Another one besides the flag is a lapel pin that Gold Star families can wear. It's got a gold ring around it with a purple background, and then there's a gold star on that pin.
The ultimate sacrifice is when you give your life for somebody else, and that's what all service members do when they sign up for this. And it's a pretty tall order, Cody. I'm just curious, as a young man, you were aware of all the ramifications of going into the service, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you're still doing this, and so that says a lot about you as a person, as an individual, how you were raised and all that. And you are to be looked up to, and thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else we need to know about how people can contribute to this fundraiser? Because I want to make sure everybody has all the information they need.
Absolutely. No, I think we covered it all. We got the GoFundMe, and then also, just personal, my phone number, give me a call, or walk out to me in public and just... let me know that you want to support.
So the GoFundMe thing, is that you just go to GoFundMe.com? It's a website, and then follow along there? Is that how that works?
There's kind of a certain link to it. I don't know. It's kind of like you have to share the link to people. Otherwise, I believe I have it on, since I'm not quite on Facebook, we have a couple posts on my mom's Facebook page, Carrie Scholes, and we kind of been updating it every week, just kind of like showing you where I'm at in my progress, and then...
Well, we know where you're at with your project, with your progress, with your training. How about the cash? How much money has been collected so far?
I'm just north of 50%. So my goal is $5,000 by my race on August 19th, and we're at about $2,520.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. The Wausau Marathon on August 19th in 2023. Give us some details about that, because I'll bet you... You know what would be great is if we had a big Tomahawk contingent of folks out there to cheer you on, to get you off that starting line and get you over the finish line, too. So how can people support you there the day of the race?
Yeah, I honestly, I never even thought of that possibility. But
that's what I'm here for, Cody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be an awesome idea. If people would come out and support me on the Wausau Marathon, just, you know, just show up. And
where is it located? Is there a central location like at Marathon Park or something? You know those details?
I don't know the details offhand too well, but
then here's what I'm going to send you home with an assignment. Okay, I need to know where people can gather to. Go Cody at the start line, and then I want to know where the finish line is so people can cheer you on as you come across the finish line, okay? So that's your assignment. I need that information, okay, because I'll share it with everybody.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Cody, anything else that you'd like to tell the folks here in Tomahawk and around the area this morning?
Thank you, everyone, who has donated so far, and I look forward to meeting everyone else that hears this and would like to donate.
What do you young folks say? I want your phone to blow up, Cody. I want your phone to blow up. 612-1800, that's 715-612-1800. If you can get behind Cody and his project here, when this is all said and done, how do you want to look back on this whole, have you even given any thought to that when this thing is all said and done, how you're going to feel and how you're going to look back on everything that you've not only learned, but to all the different people that you've met and run into and all the support for Gold Star families? Have you given any thought to that at all yet?
Not quite. Been kind of just caught up in the kind of the workings of everything, but it'll feel awesome because there's the $5,000 goal is kind of a finite goal but educating people about Gold Star families never ends, even after this marathon. So that goal, it'd definitely never be done. It never stops. So I would look to continue that even after the marathon.
I don't do social media either, so I'm not going to be able to keep up with what's going on here on your Facebook page either. But please send us updates. I know that you've been talking to Amy, right? And please keep her up to date. She'll keep me up to date because I want to keep this in front of the folks. And why isn't your phone ringing yet, Cody? What's going on here? 612-1800. Let's get Cody a call. Say, I want to contribute. And please, this is a fantastic cause. And from a young man like this from Tomahawk, it's pretty impressive, Cody, what you're doing here. And I see a lot of good things in your future.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service. And thank you for your family service. And thank you for what you're doing here for Gold Star families.
Thank you.